谷歌古典
Google Classics。
感谢收听。
Primary endpoint of the Rasmussen 3.
Thank you for listening.
To study evaluating overall survival.
这个画面是5月31号在芝加哥举办的美国临床肿瘤学会年会 ASCO 的全体大会。
This picture is of the American Society of Clinical Oncology ESCO annual conference, which was held in Chicago on May 31st.
现在台上的演讲者是纳达法伯癌症研究所胰腺癌研究中心的主任沃尔平。
The speaker on stage now is Dr. Walter Peen, director of the Pancreatic Cancer Research Center at the Nieder-Farbo Cancer Institute.
他展示的结果是最新的晚期胰腺癌药物 Daraxonrasib 三期的试验结果。
And presenting the latest results from the phase Roman III clinical trial of this drug.
这个结果一出来，生存曲线亮在大屏幕时。
When the result came out, the survival curve was displayed prominently on the large screen.
我们看到的画面。
The scene we see.
这几千个肿瘤医生全体起立。
These thousands of oncologists stood up.
鼓掌。
Applause.
群情激动。
Excited.
整整持续42秒钟。
A total of 42 seconds.
这在大会上是极为罕见的一幕。
This is a very rare sight at the conference.
原因是这个结果太震撼了。
The reason is that the result is too shocking.
他把晚期胰腺癌的生存时间从 6.7 个月延长到了 13.2 个月。
He extended the survival time of late-stage pancreatic cancer from 6.7 months to 13.2 months.
将近整整一倍。
Almost double.
听起来这不算长。
This doesn't seem too long.
但是在专业领域
However, in the professional field,
所有的人士都明白
Everyone understands
此时此刻带来的震撼感
The shock and awe that this moment brings.
原因很简单
The reason is simple.
胰腺癌太难治了
Pancreatic cancer is too difficult to treat.
它相应的情况我们不去做科普了。
We don't do the explanatory work for this situation.
有关资料非常的多。
There is a lot of information available.
大家都知道胰腺癌叫做癌中之王。
Everyone knows that pancreatic cancer is called the cancer of death.
发现困难，治疗困难，还有一点很重要。
There is another important point to note.
就是它基因层面带来的困难。
It's the difficulty brought about at the genetic level.
这里我们就要说到这次的主角叫 KRAS。KRAS 是什么
？Here we are talking about the main character, KRAS-Cas. What is it?
如果我们把细胞的生长分裂比作汽车的话
，If we compare the growth and division of cells to a car.
KRAS 就是这辆车的油门。正
CRZ is the accelerator pedal of this car.
正常情况下
Normally,
它是受控的。
It is controlled.
一旦发生了突变
Once a mutation occurs,
这个油门就被卡死
This throttle is stuck.
在踩到底的状态
In a state of being crushed.
于是
So,
细胞疯狂增殖，最终就变成了癌症。
Cells proliferate wildly and eventually become cancer.
在健康的细胞里
，In healthy cells,
KRAS 就像是一个智能开关。
KRAS is like a smart switch.
它有开和关两种状态。
It has two states, on and off.
当它绑定 GDP 时。 开关就是关闭的，那汽车呢就是熄火状态。
When it's linked to GDP, the car that's turned off is in the off state.
细胞是静止的，这是人体当中 CRAS 的常态。
Cells are stationary, which is the normal state of the human body.
但是有的时候，细胞接收到了生长指令。
However, sometimes cells receive growth instructions.
比如说你的皮肤划破了。
For example, if your skin is cut,
需要长出新的细胞来填补。CRAS
need to grow new cells to fill the cracks.
就会迅速地把 GDP 给扔掉。
It will quickly throw away the GDP.
换上 GTP.
Change to GTP.
那这个时候细胞就开始分裂。
At this time, the cells began to divide.
有意思的是
Interestingly,
CRAS 自己是带有定时器的。信号
CRAS is a signal with a timer.
一旦传导完毕之后
Once the transmission is complete,
它又自动地把 GTP 换成 GDP, 把开关
It automatically converts GTP into GTP and switches the switch.
再关上
Close it again.
回到 off 状态
Return to off state.
这是正常受控情形
This is a normal controlled situation.
那如果发生了突然的条件改变
What if there is a sudden change in the conditions?
CRAS 再也关不上了。
This can't be turned off anymore.
一直打开。
Keep opening.
这就是癌症出现了。
This is the reason why cancer occurs.
怎么解决
?How to solve it?
听起来顺理成章。
It sounds reasonable.
很简单。
Simple.
就是把这个开关再关掉。
Just turn it off again.
但实际做起来却非常的难。
But in reality, it's very difficult to do.
早在1982年
As early as 1982,
人们就知道了 CRAS 是常见的癌症的基因。
People have known that CRAS is a gene associated with common cancers.
那个时候呢
At that time,
大家就按照这种思路去关。
Everyone, please follow this approach.
开关的思路。
The idea of the switch.
准备设计一个竞争性的抑制剂。
Prepare to design a competitive inhibitor.
把你本身天然结合的底物给你冲掉。
Remove the natural substrates that are naturally combined with you.
换成竞争抑制剂就可以了。
Replace with a competitive inhibitor.
这个就是仿效激酶的设计。
This is a design based on myosin.
成功的经验。
Successful experience.
他想堵住 CRAS 的活性催化中心。
He wanted to block the active center of CRAS.
但是深入的研究发现难度完全不能相比。CRAS
However, in-depth research has revealed that the difficulty is completely incomparable to CRAS.
跟它的天然底物就是 GDP 和 GTP 的结合非常非常的紧。
It is very tightly combined with its natural habitat, GDP and GTP.
它的解离常数达到了皮摩尔级别。
Its dissociation constant reached picomolar level.
还有一点，就是细胞内竞争性的 GTP 的浓度是远远高于药物能够达到的浓度的。这个情况
Another point is that the concentration of GTP inside the cell is far higher than the concentration that the drug can reach.
就类似于你要和10000大妈争着到超市领鸡蛋。
Something like trying to compete with 10,000 grandmothers for eggs at the supermarket.
你是没有多大机会领到的。
You have little chance of getting it.
人们经过研究之后
After research,
意识到了这个真实的情形
Realizing the true situation,
得出的一个经验。
A valuable lesson learned.
就是 CRESS 不可成药。
CHRSS is not a drug.
这是最后的结论。
This is the final conclusion.
所以在2000年前后
Therefore, 2000 years ago.
基本上 CRESS 的研发管线都完全砍掉了。
Basically, Chris's entire R&D pipeline has been completely scrapped.
故事的转折点发生在2013年。
The turning point of the story happened in 2013.
当时加州大学旧金山分校的 Kevin Schuchen, 他发表了一篇足以载入癌症治疗史册的论文。
At that time, Kevin Schuchen from the University of California, San Francisco, published a paper that was enough to be recorded in the history of cancer treatment.
他当时没有像大家所设想的那样。
He didn't do as everyone expected.
直接尝试研究打开的开关是什么状态。
Try to directly investigate what state the open switch is in.
因为我们的目标是把它关上。
Because our goal is to close it.
它反过来直接去研究关闭以后的状态。
It directly studies the state after being turned off.
结果就发现 CRESS 在 G12C 的这个突变。
The result showed that CRESS had a mutation at position 12 in G.
如果是处在关闭状态时。
If it is in a closed state.
这个结构在摆动过程会偶然的闪现。
This structure will occasionally flash during the swinging process.
一个以前没有发现过的隐蔽的口袋。
A hidden pocket that has never been discovered before.
这个位置的半胱氨酸会有一条亲和的球基。
This position will have a friendly ball machine.
而它可以跟药物形成牢固的共价键。
And it can form strong covalent bonds with drugs.
我们就有了抓手。
We have a starting point.
这项发现意义重大。
This discovery is significant.
它证明了 CRESS 不再是以前认为的一块完美的光滑的石头。
It proves that CRESS is no longer the perfect smooth stone that was once thought.
而是有一个小小的突破口。
But there is a small loophole.
我们通过共价键可以焊死在这里。
We can weld it here using covalent bonds.
后来的 Sotorasib 和 Adagrasib, 这第一代的药物就是围绕这一点而设计的。
Later, the SOP recipe and the ADAC recipe were designed around this.
但是 G12C 第一代药物虽然大获成功。
However, the first generation of drugs, G12C, although successful,
但是他们仍然有很多的问题。
But they still have many questions.
最大的一点
The biggest thing.
G12C 主要存在于非小细胞癌当中。
G12C mainly exists in non-small cell cancer.
大约占到 13%.
Approximately accounts for 13%.
但是在癌王胰腺癌里边
However, in the case of pancreatic cancer,
G12C 突变只占到不足 2%.
G12C, the mutation, only accounts for less than 2%.
胰腺癌真正的主宰是 G12D, 40% 到 50% 和 G12V, 30%。
The true master of pancreatic cancer is G12D, accounting for 40% to 50%, and G12V, accounting for 30%.
这些突变没有半胱氨酸。
These mutations do not contain any cysteine.
所以第一代药物完全无能为力。
Therefore, the first generation drugs were completely ineffective.
还有一个缺点。
Another disadvantage is,
第一代药物必须要等到 CRESS 关闭的时候。
The first generation of drugs must wait until the carriage is closed.
也就是自动水解成 GDP 结合时才能够动手。
That is, only when the GDP is automatically calculated and combined can we take action.
但是癌细胞进化得非常快。
However, cancer cells evolve very quickly.
他马上意识到自己关闭的时候有可能被靶向。
He immediately realized that he could be targeted when he turned off.
所以他就进化得一直处在开启的状态。
So, he has always been in an open state.
那整个制药界就明白。
The entire pharmaceutical industry understood.
我们不能长期依赖半胱氨酸这个关闭状态。
We cannot rely on this half-life amino acid state for a long time.
我们要直接针对激活态。
We should directly target the active state.
把它干掉才行。
Kill it.
可是半胱氨酸这个抓手是在关闭的时候。
However, the half-life amino acid is a handle that is used when shutting down.
好不容易才闪现出来的。
It was a long time coming.
发现它都很难了。
It's hard to find it again.
光滑的开启状态怎么办呢？
How to achieve a smooth start.
这里边另外的一个主角就登场了。
Here another protagonist appears.
就是分子胶。
Molecular glue.
分子胶的发现是在上个世纪90年代初。
The discovery of molecular glue occurred in the early 1990s.
当时科学家正在研究环孢素 A 和 FK506.
At that time, scientists were studying cyclosporine and FK506.
就是塔克莫斯，这两种非常有名的免疫抑制剂。
These are two very famous immunosuppressants.Namely, cyclosporine and tacrolimus.
为什么叫分子胶呢？
Why is it called molecular glue?
它跟传统的靶向药物不一样。
It is different from traditional targeted drugs.
别的药物是直接阻断某个靶点。
Other drugs directly block a target.
而这些胶药物呢，是进入细胞后。
And these drugs...Once inside the cells,
必须先跟细胞内其他的伴侣蛋白结合。结合以后
，must first bind to other partner proteins within the cell,
像胶水一样
，like glue,
把它们粘到第三个目标
，stick them to the third target,
蛋白身上，阻断免疫信号
，blocking immune signals on proteins.
所以分子胶就让人类第一次意识到一个小分子是可以把两个原本不搭界的大的蛋白分子强行组合起来的。
Therefore, the discovery of molecular glue made humans realize that a small molecule can forcibly combine two previously incompatible large protein molecules.
听起来这很神奇。
This sounds amazing.
但是这个故事背后又隐藏着整个二十世纪药物史上最惨烈。
However, this story also hides the most tragic in the history of 20th century drugs.
规模最大的一次药灾。
The largest drug disaster.
这就是赫赫有名的反应停。
This is the famous reaction.
停，沙利度胺。沙利度胺。
Stop the saline solution.
1954年被德国格兰泰公司合成出来。
Synthesized in 1954 by the German company Grot.
当时研究人员在进行动物实验时发现。
At that time, researchers were conducting experiments in animal laboratories.
不管给实验的小鼠喂多少沙利度胺。
How much saltpeter was given to the experimental mice?
他们都死不了。
They can't all die.
于是在当时就认为这是绝对安全的非处方药。
Therefore, at that time, it was considered to be absolutely safe non-prescription medicine.
后来这个药呢，就以反应停名义在德国上市。
Later, this drug was launched in Germany under the name of reaction stopping.
它主要是镇静作用。
It mainly has a calming effect.
可以有效地缓解孕妇早期的妊娠反应，孕吐。
Can effectively relieve early pregnancy, nausea, and vomiting in pregnant women.
所以迅速风靡世界。
So quickly gained popularity worldwide.
当时的广告写的就是无任何副作用。
The advertisement at that time stated that there were no side effects.
孕妇。
Pregnant women.
福音等等。
Gospel, etc.
而且不需要医生处方就可以买到。
And it can be bought without a prescription.
但是从59年开始。
However, starting from 2009,
欧洲的大量的妇产科医生就发现医院里出现了密集的极为罕见的畸形儿童。
A large number of obstetricians in Europe have discovered that there are many extremely rare deformed children in the hospital.
这些婴儿的四肢发育不全。
These babies have underdeveloped limbs.
手脚直接长在躯干上。
Hands and feet directly grow on the trunk.
甚至没有手指脚趾，外形就像海豹一样。
Even without fingers and toes that resemble those of seals.
所以俗称海豹畸形症。到61年。
So, the so-called seal deformity was discovered in 1961.
范英廷被迫在德国撤市。
Fan Yingting was forced to flee Germany.
各国也跟着下架。
Countries also followed suit.
这背后啊，隐藏着很精彩的故事。
Behind this, there is a very interesting story.
包括所谓的孤勇者。
Including so-called lone wolves.
凯尔西，一个人的坚持之下。
Kelsey's perseverance.
使美国幸免于难。
To save the United States.
这些故事不是本期主题，不展开了。
These stories are not related to the theme of this issue.
但是黑色幽默是什么呢？
But what is black humor?
到了2010年代。
In the 2010s.
科学家就发现反应停之所以导致畸形。
Scientists have discovered that the reason for the reaction stopping is due to the formation of a deformed structure.
是因为它其实就是一个分子胶。
Because it is actually a molecular glue.
它强行的把泛素连接酶和胎儿发育的关键蛋白给粘在一起。
It forcibly brings together the ubiquitin ligase and key proteins involved in fetal development.
把它降解掉了。
It has been degraded.
对胎儿来说
For the fetus.
这是巨大的灾难。
This is a huge disaster.
但是这种分子胶降解蛋白的特性
However, the ability of this molecular glue to degrade proteins
却使它成为很多衍生药物的首选。
However, it has made it the preferred choice for many derivative drugs.
它最大的强项是治疗多发性骨髓瘤。
Its biggest strength is treating multiple myeloma.
好。
Okay.
我们现在可以回到胰腺癌治疗的关键点。
Now we can return to the key points of pancreatic cancer treatment.
KRAS 蛋白的抓取问题。
The protein was grabbed, but it was dropped.
它的开启状态。
Its state of being opened.
很难抓住。
It's hard to grasp.
那后续的研究公司 RevMed 就意识到，单靠药物小分子自己那一点点的接触面积。在没有共价键的情况下
Subsequently, the research company RefMed realized that relying solely on the small molecule of the drug and its limited contact area without forming covalent bonds
你是没有办法牢靠的接触 CRAS 蛋白的。
You can't reliably contact CRAS proteins.
可是现在有分子胶了。
But now there are molecular glues.
他们就借用了这个想法，引入外援。
They borrowed this idea to bring in outside help.
通过分子胶的帮忙。
With the help of molecular glue.
想办法靠近抓住 CRAS。
How to get close to and catch the CRAS.
他们引入的这个帮手。
They introduced this helper.
强力的外援是细胞内常见的伴侣蛋白。
Powerful chaperones are common partner proteins in cells.
就是 CYPA。帮手。
That's a helper.
有了，我们现在要找的就是胶水。
What we need to find now is glue.
谁能把它跟 CRAS 给粘在一起
？Who can stick it to CRAS？
不停的筛选优化之后
，After continuous screening and optimization，
最终他们锁定的是一种特殊的双功能。
Ultimately， they locked onto a special dual function。
小分子就是我们今天谈论的 Diraxonrasib。这种药物分子进入细胞之后。
Small molecules are the drugs that enter cells after being discussed today, such as direction recipes.
首先，很高亲和力地结合了帮手 CYPA 蛋白，形成复合物。
First, highly conserved and related proteins, such as cefaprotein, form a complex.
这个复合物啊，会呈现出一种全新的拓扑结构。
This complex will exhibit a completely new topological structure.
本来是粘不到 CRAS 上的。
Originally, it couldn't stick to CRAS.
改变了之后可以完美的贴合。
After the change, it can perfectly fit.
在开启状态的 CRAS 蛋白的表面。
On the surface of the active CRAS protein.
这个药物小分子就像胶水一样。
This drug is a small molecule like glue.
把它们牢牢粘在一起。
Stick them together firmly.
形成三元复合物。CYPA 体型太大了。
The resulting ternary complex is too large for the CYPA.
有它在贴近以后。
With it close by.
原先的通路就被挡上了。CRAS 再也没有办法和下游的 RAF 蛋白接触。
The original pathway was blocked, so the CRAS could no longer contact the downstream RAF protein.
于是致癌信号瞬间就被阻断了。
Thus, the carcinogenic signal was immediately blocked.
而且啊，我们在研发过程当中
，and during the research and development process，
还发现这个策略有一个很大的好处。
I also found that this strategy has a significant advantage.
CYPA 挡住的是 CRAS 和下游结合的通用区域。
CYPA is blocking the common area where CRAS and downstream combine.
这也就是说
This means that
这种设计不仅针对 G12D, 还能同时针对 G12V, G12R, 甚至是野生型的 RAS。通通使用。
This design not only works for G12D, but also for G12, VG12R, and even wild-type RAS.
所以 Diraxonrasib 是一种多靶点抑制剂。
Therefore, Diraxonrasib is a multi-target inhibitor.
所以在20年到22年。
From 2020 to 2022,
在小鼠模型上面做的测试
，tests performed on mouse models，
就显示出惊人的广谱抗肿瘤活性。
It shows remarkable broad-spectrum anti-tumor activity，
对各种突变都表现出很强的抑制作用。
It exhibits strong inhibition against various mutations。
由于这个表现突出
，due to this outstanding performance。
RevMed 就迅速进入到临床。
RevMed quickly entered the clinic.
在最初的一期、二期测试当中
In the initial first and second phase testing,
针对晚期胰腺癌就释放出了非常有前景的信号。
There are promising signals for late-stage pancreatic cancer.
随后呢，就进入到多中心的大型三期对比实验。
And the study proceeded to a large-scale, multi-center, phase Roman III comparative experiment.
最后出来的就是这个让人惊艳的最近几天刷屏的数据，中位生存期从 6.7 个月，历史性的一下。
The final result is this stunning data, which has been widely circulated in recent days, showing that the median survival time is 6.7 months, which is an historic breakthrough.
延长到了 13.2 个月。
Extended to 13.2 months.
这是化疗时代几十年想都不敢想的结果。
This is the result that chemotherapy patients have been dreaming of for decades.
当然，我们说到这里，还要冷静地说几件事。
Of course, we still need to discuss a few things calmly.
13个月虽然是巨大的跨越。
13 months is a huge leap.
但是很可能也意味着未来的挑战有非常大的困难。
But it also means that the challenges in the future are very difficult.
现在这个结果面临到几层制约。
What constraints does this result face now?
首先是分子胶基质固有的特性。
First, the inherent properties of the molecular glue mechanism.
它和直接把蛋白降解掉的策略是完全不一样的。
It is completely different from the strategy of directly degrading the protein.
它靠的是遮挡。
It relies on concealment.
可是既然你能挡住。
But since you can block it.
有可能就会重新脱落。
It may fall off again.
暴露。我们在临床当中已经有发现。在接受这种新药治疗之后，
After exposure, it has been found in clinical trials that patients who receive this new drug have
出现了病情进展的患者群里
among the patients with progressive disease
有将近一半的人肿瘤内出现了新的基因变异
nearly half of the patients had new gene mutations in their tumors
最常见的就是 KRAS 自己有二次突变
The most common one is that KRAS has a second mutation.
所以呢，它的下游信号通路。
So, its downstream signaling pathways.
其他的节点可以激活。
Other nodes can be activated.
可以绕开 KRAS 的阻挡。
You can bypass the barrier of KRAS.
这跟第一代 KRAS 药物遭遇到的耐药情况是有些相似的。
This is somewhat similar to the resistance encountered with the first generation KRAS drugs.
第二呢，就是固有的老大难问题。
The second one is the existing difficult problems.
胰腺癌非常独特的肿瘤微环境。
Pancreatic cancer has a very unique tumor microenvironment.
胰腺癌有一层铠甲。
Pancreatic cancer has a protective shield.
就是很密集的间质纤维化组织。
It is a dense fibrous tissue.
这层铠甲不只是挡得住化疗药。
This armor not only protects against chemotherapy drugs.
也会限制药物的渗透。
This will also limit the penetration of the drug.
还有更关键的是限制免疫细胞的到达。
More importantly, it is crucial to limit the arrival of immune cells.
针对这些局限性
In light of these limitations,
我们也有设计的新的不同的路线
We also have new and different routes designed.
第一条呢，就是走彻底消灭路线
The first thing is to completely eliminate the enemy.
比如说，有一种叫做蛋白降解靶向联合体的双功能分子。
For example, there is a bifunctional molecule called a protein degradation targeting conjugate.
这种胶呢，一端抓住 CRAS。
This glue is held on one end by the CRAS.
另一端就抓住细胞内的泛素连接酶。
The other end grabs the intracellular fasten enzyme.
直接给 CRAS 贴上销毁的标签。
Directly label CRAS as a destroyer.
细胞自身的蛋白酶就会把它彻底粉碎。
The cell's own proteases will completely destroy it.
还有一条呢，是免疫通缉路线，训练人体自己的免疫系统能。
There is also a route of immune surveillance and self-training of the immune system.
准确地识别杀死带有突变的 CRAS 癌细胞。
Accurately identify and kill cancer cells with mutations.
这里边呢，又有几条具体的细节路径。
Here are a few specific paths of details.
我们不完全展开讲了。
We didn't fully explain it.
总之啊，我们看到人类和胰腺癌斗争的历史波澜壮阔。
In short, we can see the vast and turbulent history of humans fighting against pancreatic cancer. 2021年
第一代的 CRAS 抑制剂获批，算是第一个转折点。
The approval of the first generation of CRAS inhibitors was a major turning point.
现在分子胶机制的第二批药物三期临床取得成功。
The second batch of drugs based on the molecular glue mechanism has achieved success in phase Roman 3 clinical trials.
可以认为是第二个转折点。
This can be considered as the second turning point.
关键是打开了众多的可能性的大门。
The key is to open up many possibilities.
13.2 个月不是终点。
13.2 months is not the end.
但他第一次用最硬的证据证明了，在胰腺癌最主要的突变类型上，直接干掉 CRAS 是可行的。
But he was the first to provide direct evidence that directly targeting CRAS in the most prevalent type of pancreatic cancer is feasible.
接下来的问题不再是能不能做。
The next question is not whether we can do it,
而是怎么做得更好。
How to do better?
到了这儿呢
Here,
我想把 Reddit 社区讨论的时候
I want to discuss the community discussions on Reddit.
一个观众的留言写在此处。
Here is a comment from an audience member.
他说出了很多人的心声。
He spoke for many people.
作为一名胰腺癌肿瘤科的医生。
As a doctor specializing in pancreatic cancer.
我坐在客厅里观看了这场会议的画面。
I sat in the living room and watched the broadcast of the meeting.
泪流满面。
Tears flowed.
沃尔平在接受专科培训期间。
During his specialized training, Wu Erping.
就曾经被警告说。
I was once warned that.
选择胰腺癌治疗。
Choosing pancreatic cancer treatment.
意味着选择一条充满徒劳的职业道路。
It means choosing a career path that is full of futility.
一种无法攻克的疾病。
An incurable disease.
而今天，他站在美国临床肿瘤学会的讲台上，展示了我们迄今为止该领域首个重要的里程碑。
And today, he stood on the stage of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, presenting the first major milestone in this field.
它足以改变临床实践的靶向治疗。
It is a targeted therapy that can change clinical practice.
数据。
Later.
在演讲结束时。
At the end of the speech.
他按照惯例感谢了这项研究的参与者及其家属。
He thanked the participants and their families in accordance with the customary practice.
但接下来他的一番话。
But what he said next,
更令人动容。
More touching.
他感谢了数十年来参与无数临床试验的患者及家属。
He thanked the patients and their families who had participated in countless clinical trials over decades.
这些试验虽然没有带来突破性进展。
These experiments, although they did not bring about any breakthroughs,
但却奠定了科学的基础。
But it laid the foundation for science.
使今天的成果成为可能，整个领域以及未来的患者都对这些先辈们感激不尽。
The achievements of today are made possible by the pioneers in this field, and the patients and the wider community will forever be grateful to them.
的确如此。
That's right.
在节目的最后
，In the last episode,
我和我的家人也想
，My family and I also thought,
作为现代医学伟大征程的直接受益者。
As a direct beneficiary of the great journey of modern medicine,
向每一位献身事业的医药护技
to every dedicated healthcare professional,
还有那些平凡却伟大的实验参与者们，真心地说一声谢谢
And also to all the ordinary but great experiment participants, I would like to say a heartfelt thank you.
与你们同在，心有希望。真好。
It's so good to be with you all.